Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quick question for you, Ross Drummond.
Yes, Ali Plum.
Have you ever felt like this?
Strange things happen.
Here's my question.
When you're going around the twist?
What is this like this?
Ever felt like what?
Have you ever ever felt like this?
It's a what you call it, isn't it? Like what teachers do.
Rhetorical question?
That's the one.
Strange things happen, right, that seems to be off the point.
Yeah.
Like you're going around the twist. So is she saying, have you ever felt like you're going around the twist?
I don't know. Have you ever felt like you're going around the twist? Well, a little bit with you answering all these silly questions right now.
My second question is...
Go ahead.
The family in this Australian TV show
this
for kids...
This Australian nuclear family.
Australian, not that nuclear, considering there's no lady first and it's just a man and his three kids.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I just...
And then the man, who has curly hair, the man finds a lady who's one of their teachers, which is a bit weird.
Probably her that's asking a rhetorical question.
Yeah. Yeah, probably that. They're called the twists, like the family twist.
Yeah.
Like you're going round the twist.
Or like, because they live in a lighthouse, you're going round it.
Yeah, that's what the camera does.
It's probably quite an expensive shot, that.
I actually think a lot of the shots in the show are actually quite expensive. I think it's very well done. There's loads of great
high
work.
High-end.
I mean, the CGI is terrible, but they really go the extra mile with the camera.
I feel like we're just leaving people in suspense right now.
Well, as to what we're talking about?
No, as to this.
See? A little bit of rappy bit. Kissing.
Have you ever?
That's the best bit, that whispering.
That's the bit I was like. Yeah, some producer was like, listen, let's really hammer that home about how you're feeling. Like this.
It's all about emotions. What's so confusing about going back to the show,
yep,
which was a show that scared me.
So many people are asking about it. Oh, do Round the Twist.
I'll do Round the Twist.
Oh, we do it. Well, listen, if you've done your fucking homework, you realise quite the position you've put us in.
You've really pickled us in the pickle jar.
You put us, you're like, oh, well, we like listening to this podcast, 99's Problems.
I've listened to all five of
them. Oh, I've listened to all five. What do I do now? Chill out. That's what you do. Also, don't suggest shows that, one, the first series was in the 80s, and two, the final two series were released in the noughties.
Let's actually give it to them nose on. We can only talk about one season.
Well, hold on a sec.
Oh, hold on a sec.
I've spoken to our lawyers
at
the Biomedia Group, and they've been able to whittle it down, and we've figured out that technically season three, although released... in the early noughties, would have probably been filmed in 1999.
Well, I have a secondary note to that.
Go on.
In the UK,
the
first season would have been released a year later, because everything was released a year later, and bear in mind that the first season...
Well, it had to take a long
was,
time to get from Australia.
Yeah, they had to post it. So, 1989...
Yep.
That's in the 80s, am I right?
I think you're right.
I think I am right. It probably would have only been released in the UK in
1990s. Oh!
Ew! Ever felt like this? So we can probably just about talk about episodes like Without My Pants and Wonder Pants and other episodes that don't have the word pants in the title.
Or the Cabbage Patch Fib.
Which are in 1989. And confusingly, which is what I was wambling my way onto, the whole family gets recast
every time.
Three and a half, four times.
So much so that they have to point it out on the FAQ section of RandomTwist.com.
RandomTwist.com. As everyone knows, the internet was invented in about 2000.
Where correct.
A scientist at 6 p.m. approximately was making a weird yodeling noise.
Yellow.
And suddenly, the internet came out of his mouth and was birthed onto everyone's PCs when they were busily playing a very blocky version of Spider-Man.
They're playing Windows 3.1. Probably playing Minesweeper.
Yes. Or
and then they turned the whole screen into an arrangement of flags, which if you for a long time I didn't know how to play Minesweeper.
Yeah.
I think probably less than... I've played Minesweeper for more time not knowing how to play it than I have being able to play it.
And you've played it for a long time.
I just like to make the bomb go off.
That's your Scottish ways.
Oh, yeah. It is my Scottish ways. Always like, setting bombs off.
You do like blowing things up.
And I think you're getting confused with other Celtic nationalities.
Wales.
Yes, Wales.
There we go. Right, so it's a great website from 2001. And this is to celebrate 2000, 2001. It says copyright in the
also,
corner.
Also, if you listen to this on an iPhone or other Android devices or Windows phone,
or
one person listened to it on Windows phone, don't you dare try and load this website up on any of those things, because it's in running entirely on Flash. There's not a chance in hell. You might see a red background if you're lucky.
It will ask you to activate QuickTime. It will ask you.
It'll ask you to make sure your Windows Media Player 4 is up to date.
It will say loading 390k.
Yeah.
Loading.
What does that mean? Loading what?
Loading.
390k. Have you got 390k? I did some 390k at the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
You
feeling it this morning.
Sleepy.
Feeling it this morning.
Yeah, it's amazing. It has in the top right-hand corner of the website, Queen Set Visit. And when you play it, I promise you, the size of the video that it plays is the size of a postage stamp.
The thing
pun
is...
intended, joke intended, she's
because she's
the queen.
Postage stamp. Ah, that's good. I thought it was just so small because...
The queen is tiny.
The queen is tiny. They're doing it to scale.
Yes, the queen, as we all know, is actually a creation of the guy who did the Thunderbirds. And she's absolutely miniature.
M'lady. But also, probably, like, just to be nerdy and technical about it, probably designed for a screen that was, like, 800 by 600. Not your high-res, not your Retina display, not your...
No.
Not your... What's the other... No, it's Retina. Not your, 3310 looked great on that, popping off the page.
If you were on WAP, you'd love this website.
Yeah.
If you're on WAP right now, God bless you, because this podcast is going to cost you a bugger ton of cash.
So, 10p a meg?
10 bloody p a meg. Yeah, but...
12p.
Do check out the website, though, because
it's a treasure.
I've always thought of this as the most 90s show ever.
Mm.
And, like we say, it's only really got one season that's in the 90s heartland.
Yeah.
But one thing that struck me is as soon as I started watching old episodes of it, obviously a lot of the shows that we've been watching have been very 90s in colour and in...
Yeah.
Especially with kids' TV shows, they really amp up the coolness.
They turn up, they all look like the California Girls by David Lee Roth video, which I'm sure everyone has watched.
Great reference.
Thank you. What an MTV.
It's a very solid, big, colourful,
well, yeah,
whatever. But then there's the Australian factor, which...
Racist.
Which just quintuples it.
Yeah, and they just turn everything up to racist.
And also they keep using words that aren't actually racist, but sound like they might be.
Yeah.
Like they refer to chickens as chooks. And you think, I don't like you saying that.
Yeah, no.
I think the chicken
I've heard that slur said in Soho, and I found it offensive.
You fucking chook.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of my town.
I was learning... We looked up...
I was learning chook.
I was learning... No, I was learning about... we were watching Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah. That's in Birmingham, isn't it?
It is in Birmingham. And Sam Neill, who's Australian...
But
or from New Zealand?
He's born in Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
But
is
New Zealand.
Yeah. Ah, so he's actually Northern Irish?
He's Northern Irish.
Oh, that changes everything.
Did I just blow your mind?
Yeah, because like his accent, which I've perfected in that show, is my favourite thing.
Is it as good as his Russian accent?
Yeah.
The Hunt for Red October.
But he does with his hands when he talks every single word like that.
This is a bit like when Luther uses every other word with emphasis.
Yeah.
Where were you on the night of the 50?
The Irish Republican Army. Like that. But anyway, my point was I was learning about racial slurs.
Oh, good for you, man.
Thanks. Well, I was learning about the term, it's not an offensive term, kike, which is
that's a big
slur
swear
to a Jewish person. But it's from Yiddish.
Oh.
It's a sort of like a bastardization of Yiddish. It basically means circle. because they wouldn't write crosses on their immigration forms when they come to New York back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because they thought that was, like, religious. Like, oh, I'm not putting a cross on. I like Jesus. No, not Jesus. I like faith. I like crosses.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're like, well, we'll put circles on. And they would call it, like, it means, like, it's like, I can't remember, but it's like, kaikalalalam, or something like that. And then all the immigration officers would be like, there's another fucking kike.
Ah.
Fact.
I bet you weren't expecting that on the podcast about Round the Twist.
You learned about racial slurs for Jewish people.
Round the Twist. Very good.
Very good. That's why I brought it up.
Another phrase that makes you think this is probably a racial slur is chucking a big wobbly.
I've done that as well. That's after I had that.
That sounds.
That 324K.
390K.
That was it.
That'll make you chuck several wobblies.
I was fucking wobbling all over. I was wobbling all over the place.
They also say the word
without my pants.
I used to say this a lot as a kid. I didn't realise it was from Round the Twist, but maybe it was. Was just when someone did something a bit lame, or they fell over, or if I fell over, they'd shout weak,
weak,
weak.
That is weak, though.
That is so weak.
Don't be fucking weak, man.
So yeah, shouting the word weak. That
weak,
weak.
And that's weak. W-E-E-K. Then.
Yes, they're shouting a unit of time. Yeah.
Well, I struggle with time. We've done that before. We talked about it, that I struggle with units of time.
We struggle with units of time, obviously, working out whether this was a 1990s show. But yeah, as is my want, I'm going to briefly explain how this show works.
Please do, because I don't know what I'm doing here. You've taken me to a window. Oh, no, it's got windows, this room.
Yeah, I've done well. This is a show that was, as we say, had four seasons, one in 1989, one in 1990, one in 2000, one in 2001.
Mm.
The family twist had several different characters, but they got swapped in and out because of kids growing too old.
Ugh, I hate that.
Oh, well, they always
cryogenically freeze them.
The only people that actually lasted more than one season
were... Please tell me.
Robin Gibbs, a lady.
Not the BG.
No, not. She had a Y in the Robin. She's the teacher that marries Tony Twist.
Spoiler alert. TT.
TT. That's what I'm going to call him. The double T. And he was there for two seasons as well.
Tony!
Richard Moyer. But the main kids, Pete, Linda and Bronson, awesome kids.
Linda is
Bronson.
A good name as well. Like
Linda is a swear word as well.
Linda is a swear word.
You absolutely Linda.
You're a fucking Linda.
You looking at me?
You weak Linda!
You Linda! Weak! You really call Linda? Weak.
Weak. What week is this?
No offence to anybody called Linda, but
what is this, week 53?
Your name.
Week.
Week.
Not 53 weeks in the year.
But Nell also was the lady who lived next door. Do you remember her? She had a sailor hat and lots of cool
grey. You see
hair.
Her put her sailor hat on in the title sequence.
She does that a lot. She always walks in and puts it on and goes, week!
Do you ever do things in your own life where you like... sometimes I often find myself thinking of something poignant to say and then without realising it, I leave the room afterwards. So like I think I'm in a sitcom.
Yeah, that whole feeling of, oh, I wish I could have said that.
Like, and then I walk out, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Well, the problem with America is Americans. And then I walk out of the room. I was like, that was poignant, wasn't it?
Did you say that's what she did? Nell did that a lot.
Yeah.
Weak! I always feel like I could have said the word weak, but then forget and I leave the room.
Without
so
my pants.
So I have to text people.
Oh, I see.
Saying weak. So, yeah, they survived two seasons, all three of those people.
They survived.
Robin Gibbs, Bunny Brook was the name of Nell, the character.
Robin Gibbs had to go and join the Bee Gees after they had to tour again.
Very busy.
But the Australian band.
The season we're going to concentrate on is season two, which is the one in 1992.
I'm just going to interrupt you there, Ali. I hope you don't mind me interrupting.
Interrupt away.
Because there's one episode that is very poignant, very important, season three.
What?
It's the episode that when people reference Round the Twist, I immediately think of.
No, in fact, I want some season two.
I think of it...
Every day.
Every morning.
Every week.
Every morning.
Yeah.
Why, you ask?
Because you're a pervert.
Because I'm a pervert.
Because you're a fucking Linda.
Because I'm a fucking weak Linda.
Go on.
But basically, the first episode of season three is called The Big Burp. Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
Basically, it's... I remember watching it because I remember being like, holy shit, this TV show is crazy. And I'm going to talk about how mental this TV show is.
By the way, the show is about a family that live in a lighthouse. Weird things happen. Are you going around
the twist? Why didn't they fucking move out?
Because there are ghosts in there and that's cool.
You're right. But, like, people move out of flats because of, like, upstairs neighbours.
Yeah, because they've got Linda's upstairs.
This one, they're like, oh, Dad, how are babies born? Oh, they come from cabbage patches. Oh, I thought so. That's why there's a fucking green baby in a cabbage patch outside. What the fuck?
That's the big but.
That's not the Cabbage Patch fib. That's the Cabbage Patch fib.
That is not, that's nuts. That's in the first season.
It's mental. It's like 80s. There's a lot of cocaine in the writer's room of...
Well, this was actually based on a series of books by a novel. I don't know what those are.
You have to explain them to me.
Well, books?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, where do I begin? Right. In the beginning, there was the word. No, but basically, there was this writer called Paul Jennings, who was originally a kids' teacher, and he did a bunch of stuff. And he wrote a bunch of books, which I remember reading. I read a lot.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
They were called things like Unreal, 8 Surprising Stories.
With an exclamation mark on that. Yep. Like Panic at the Disco.
Unbelievable, more surprising stories. Quirky Tales, more oddball stories. Uncanny, even more surprising stories. Unbearable, more bizarre stories. Unmentionable, more amazing stories. Undone, more mad endings. Uncovered, weird stories. Weak, get out of my house.
Weak is that actually...
Oh, no, I made up.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah,
that's what I call funny.
That's what I call weak! But but basically, there were always twists, hence around the twist. But always a twist or a massive quirk, like, oh, normal day, going to school, oh, my brother's turned into a chicken.
And they do that thing that I like.
What?
Thank you. Is that each episode you can watch...
The ultimate double act. The ultimate double act. Eric and Annie just going, do you know what I don't like?
What? What do you like?
This thing.
Yeah. So basically... I don't know why I said basically. That annoys me when I put precursors. Each episode you could watch individually. Perhaps you're on an aeroplane. Perhaps you're in a waiting room for a doctor's. Round the twist is on. Oh, what's this zany program? And you watch it, fine, you laugh out loud. Maybe you roll on the floor laughing. But if you watch them all, one after the other, there's a little thing, a little hook that ties them all together. It's clever, that, isn't it?
It's called an arc.
Well, fitting. There was never an arc near the lighthouse, though. Boat jokes. That's why I call it BJ, a boat joke.
Very good joke.
Thank you.
So what was the episode that you always think of when you think of an episode?
What is the episode? Season 3, episode 1. Number in the series, number 27. The Big Burp.
Yeah.
Burp.
By the way, this week I...
What are you drinking,
Ali? My words are being sponsored by Beavertown Neck Oil, which is a session IPA. As we all know, IPA is a type of beer, so I am currently near drunk. It's in a yellow can.
Are you drinking an IPA? Near drunk? Beavertown IPA.
If you consider yourself near drunk, you may be drinking Beavertown Neck Oil Session IPA.
This is a public service announcement from the British government. Near drunk, don't get in your car.
Stay away from drunk.
Stay.
So they're currently sponsoring every single word I am saying. Beavertown, the beer
where there's
company,
beaver, there's a town.
Where there's Beavertown, there's a near drunk person. No, it's
what
a
is cool, that? Neck oil? That's not a very
it's
appeasing name.
It's a cool,
name.
Funky, I'm a bit Shoreditch
did they
brand.
Spend more time on the graphics than they did the...
I think it's pretty close.
Okay. Well, I'd like to enjoy... Hold on a sec. Oh.
Have you ever...
A delicious Kenmore Whiskey and Cola from Marks & Spencer's.
So you're sponsored by Marks & Spencer's and I'm sponsored by Beavertown.
Well, Kenmore Cola, Kenmore Whiskey, Kenmore, big shout out. I like the whiskey. I find it quite strong, but delicious also. It's got a very distinct flavour and it's pre-mixed and I like that.
Anyway, back to the children's TV show aimed for the under 13s.
Yeah, but you bet, I know for a fact that fucking TT was on the sauce in between takes. Are you kidding me?
What?
You gotta be.
I'd have a sip. He maybe had a dram.
Have a wee dram.
He had to pretend to see ghosts because there were some ghosts that live in the lighthouse.
He was seeing the ghost that is the future of his career. After, whoa, zing.
So harsh.
By the way, the
lighthouse is actually in Aries Inlet, which is on the Victorian coast Australia. South Australia.
Anybody that's been there has got a picture listening to the podcast, tweet us it.
Tweet us it.
And I'm going to do a prize this week.
What's it going to be?
I don't know yet.
Could it be...
Actually...
Could it be a can of Beavertown Smog Rocket Smoked
That's
Porter?
Unopened as well.
Yeah. Oh, good, because we were going to send it in the post open.
Well, yeah. You don't want to get that pierced in the envelope.
No, you don't want that. Yeah, it's vaguely near Melbourne, and that lighthouse was made in 1891.
That is an excellent fact. Where do you get that from? Because I know for a fact there's no Round the Twist Wikipedia. Like its
there
own wiki.
There is no wiki. Four round twist. But if you actually do some research,
I don't know what that means.
You can find out what where the name of the lighthouse. And the lighthouse is known as Split Point Lighthouse.
Sounds like you went on the Internet Movie Database.
I went onto the Wikipedia for the world and then did it.
An encyclopedia wiki.
Yes, that's the one. Anyway, so the big burp is about somebody who does a big burp.
No! No. While urinating on a magic tree, Pete gets magically impregnated by a dryad.
This is the one that was so freaky that it nearly got banned.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I remember
it. But anyway, we need to go back to these stories. They were written for kids in books. Yeah. Then they just took the stories, squeezed them into this family situation.
Yeah.
And then that was the show.
Shoehorned them in.
Mm.
Round the twist.
Round it.
And basically, yeah, he has a wee, and like something goes up his wee.
Which one's this? Is this...
This is the big burp.
Yeah, but the kids, is that like...
It's Pete. I think he's the young lad.
No, Bronson's the youngest kid.
Is he?
He must be the older one.
Bronny twist.
Bronny has very smelly feet.
Nightmare.
The Bronster.
I think Pete. No, he's the oldest one, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's in my pants.
Oh, is he?
Without my pants, I think so. I mean, I know so. He was in Home and Away after Round Twist.
That's true. I tell you what I liked. He had a small little kind of TV crush on was in the second season, the girl.
You liked her?
The girl in the second season.
You liked her dungarees.
She was an entirely non-threatening woman who, again, at that age, was exactly what I wanted.
And still want.
Yeah. If you could just not threaten me.
Absolutely.
The way Nell did.
I hate being threatened.
Do you?
By man or woman.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
her
just
name
so
was, and I want you to read this out loud. What is her name? There, next to Lyndon Twist, second season.
Jolene,
we got that.
Kamograk. Morag. I think it'd be like Morag.
C-R-N-O-G-O-R-A-C.
I think Norag. I'd be like, that's an Irish name, that. That's like, you know, proper. They've been shipped over because they did something bad.
You reckon?
Yeah, you're off to Ireland, pal. See you later. No, Ireland? You're off to Australia.
You've been in Ireland, now you're off to Ireland.
Listen, you've been fucking weak for ages. Get on that fucking boat, I'm sick of you.
I don't care
how on the way to drunk you are.
On the way to drunk. If you're vaguely near drunk.
Vaguely near it. I don't care.
I don't care.
Is that where you live? I'm not interested. Get on the boat.
I love the idea of that being an excuse in court. I said, to be fair, Your Honour, I was vaguely near drunk. Oh, fair enough. Yep. Right, we've all been there.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Go home.
So you go. Case dismissed.
So he gets a baby up his penis.
So basically, like, this, like, Greek mythological thing comes up his
urethra.
Penis eye.
You being Scottish?
Yeah, aye.
Good.
And it's like all. But one thing I can remember the most, and there's actually a gif of it.
There's a gif.
A gif, if you
will. That's how you know it's important.
And it's. He can piss really, really high.
But this was important to another episode.
Holding an imaginary penis.
But this was in another important. In the second season, there's another, like, pissing contest episode. Yeah. Totally.
I've got it here. I've got the gif. The gif.
Show me. Hang on. Let me have a look. I wonder whether you're crossing your wires.
No. This is it here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's from the second season.
What?
Yeah, that is from the big squirt. And that's when the little kid, Bronson, he becomes one.
Look how high he's pissing.
This is from the second season. He talks to a water dryad in the river. He's there in the river on a rock. And he sees his water dryad, and then he kind of chats with it, and the water dryad becomes one with him, and he has the power to piss really, really high. And it begins the episode. And this is the episode that makes me think Around the Twist more than any other.
Well, this is the one, same here. I was getting my things confused.
Yeah, and it's called
The
Big Squirt, and it's about Bronson wanting to be as good a pisser as everyone else. What I didn't understand...
Little Squirt.
Because the episode begins like this... is that Pete, the bigger brother of the family, Gribble, who was the kind of bully boy, with red hair, which I found quite unusual, because traditionally in kind of British comics, red-haired people were not bullies, they were the bullied.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was the son of the local politician, the local mayor, and he was like, oh, I'm the best pisser, and they would piss in a toilet that was outside the school.
Yeah.
I didn't understand
that. It's like in a...
It was like a cargo container from a ship.
It was like a container, yeah. Like where Russians would keep weapons.
And he would just whittle all over this wall. And they were all like, oh, well done, you can wee great. And I went, is this something as a young man that I need to be good at?
But I always think about it when I'm having a wee.
Sad but true. I can see that.
Flashback, especially if I'm outside Or maybe you're at a lay-by on the motorway.
Or you're pissing at someone.
Or you're pissing on somebody's face, just like straight on it.
Because they've been weak.
Because they've been a fucking weak. And I said, listen, sit down.
Step out the car.
Step out. Pull over, please. You and I need to have a wee chat. And when I say we, I mean it literally.
Literally you and I.
Yeah, you and I, we're going to have a wee chat. Which is where I'm pissing your face.
This is how you emphasise most of your points. Which is why this podcast is so difficult.
I mean, yeah, it's difficult. It's very wet as well.
Yeah, but Little Squirt, it's a very odd episode in a show that's full of very odd episodes, but this is genuinely the one I think about the most, this one. And he does eventually learns because of this power to piss so far and
it goes over
high.
The thing.
It goes over the roof of this open.
You never see him when he's doing it that though. I think they did that with special effects.
It's interesting how they never show the children's penises, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem surprised. I mean,
no, not so much that. I just feel like they probably use special effects. I thought maybe they might have just given them loads of water and not let them had a.
I have a sneaking suspicion they may have used a small water pump.
I would love it in another world where we could get away with stuff like that, where we like let us. We could create a competition where people try to pee really high, and the winner we could give them a prize.
If you send us a picture of yourself, no, don't.
No, that's right. All the things I start thinking them out loud, and then it seems like a bad idea.
You just stop,
and that's basically my life.
But the CG water dry ad is very weird. It's like a small fountain which is kind of like blurpling and burping up from the river, and then a face comes from out of it and starts kind of screeching at him, and it's just the weirdest shit.
Well, there's that one with the scarecrow. It's freaky. It's so, very scary.
It's so full of that one. It's got vampires. It's got like
a Halloween special. Timely, huh?
The one that used to really scare me was the one where Pete, the
older
You
still
brother,
have night terrors about this one.
Sorry?
You still have night terrors about this one, if
a couple,
I'm correct.
Yeah, I had one the other day.
Thank you.
Where his sister Linda, lovely Linda, is reading a book about hypnosis.
Hell twist.
And then is trying to teach their chook how...
That's a child.
What?
A child, the chook. What's
no,
a chook?
It's a chicken.
Oh.
It's a chicken. But it's called chook. So he's teaching a chicken how to...
well, that makes sense.
To be hypnotized, right?
Of course.
And then he goes, oh, I bet that wouldn't work on humans. So she tries it on him and then teaches him that every time someone says the word now, he genuinely thinks he's a chicken for 10 seconds. So the bully boys realize that this is happening when he goes to school. Keep saying the word now. he nearly gets suspended. Oh, my God.
No.
Then the bullies take him outside and they put three tiny snails on the ground. Then say the word now, and because he thinks he's a chicken, he starts eating the snails off the tarmac of the school.
The tarmac at him. He's just munching down.
He's chowing down on some shelly beasts.
Was he French?
And
that
just made me feel genuinely, I was like, that's so freaky.
And that's the big boat?
No, that's one's called... I'm going to look this one up, because I think this is another important one. I love how in Australia... The Australian, didn't mean to have an accent.
Australian.
The Australian Children's Television Foundation.
Television.
I'm doing so well.
Television. Maybe that's easier. No, it's more South African, isn't it? You can do that better.
It's kind of not anything.
What?
It's called... what's it called? Oh, yeah. Next Time Around. It's the first episode of the second season. And just the idea of somebody being forced, without any control of themselves, to eat a snail off the tarmac.
Imagine. How much money would I have to give you, Ali?
Yep.
If I was like, we can look outside at the moment and there's on the street and there's people. And I said, listen, go out there right now. I've bought three snails with me, living. I've got an amount of cash in my hand. How much money do you want for you to go out there and just fucking chow down on a snail?
That's a tough one.
About 20 quid? 25.
If we're getting upwards of grand, I'd do in a heartbeat.
A grand? One grand.
A
For £1,000, you have to eat a snail.
Off the floor, pretending to be a chicken?
Yeah. Well, no, you just have to eat like Ali, like you now. Which, quite often, I've never really told you this, but often chicken-like.
Yep.
I say to you, Ali, listen, put your hands behind your back, cluck, and fucking eat that snail. You, Linda.
I would... somewhere around a grand.
£1,000. Listeners, if you can go to our Kickstarter, kickstarter.com/
makealieeatasnail.com.
Chicken snail.
Chicken snail.
Chicken snail.
It's really pops.
Pops. Well,
like the way we speak on
so
the microphone.
So the snails when you bite into them.
And they gush.
I've never eaten a snail, have you?
No, and you don't.
Escargot.
You don't eat them like that. You don't just like.
You don't eat them off the floor.
No.
What if you accidentally drop it on the floor and then you have to eat it?
Well, I don't think there's a 3-second rule for snails,
isn't there?
It should be like a 300-second rule because they're so slow. You're listening to the 99's podcast.
Good reset.
99's
such
problems.
A strong reset. you're listening to the Round the Twist episode of 99's Problems, and we were talking about snails. Email us in with your snail requests, snailmail at gmail.com.
No, please don't, that doesn't exist. But yeah, also, I think an indication of what the show was like was the name of the episodes, like Grandad's Gifts, Yuckles,
Sloppy Jalopy,
Quivering Heap, which is that. This, also,
do you remember the one where they another one that is quite poignant to me is the one where there's like they're going through just goat poo.
There was so much
goat
poo.
Shit.
There's so much poo and fart in
the
show. The poo and fart was off the chain.
Because you know when you now as an adult, which if you were just joining in, this is two adults talking.
Yep.
And I think. I get annoyed when I hear little kids talking about poo and farts and giggling. It annoys me.
Because
it's not funny.
No, but you know that at the time it was funny.
But why is it? Why?
This is a bigger problem than we can handle.
I don't know.
You know, it's because it's illicit. It's because, you know, it might be naughty to talk about sex.
I remember the peeing one being like, whoa, that's crazy.
That was so crazy.
But I don't remember if... I guess I found it funny, but I was a bit like, ooh... Bit cheeky there.
I just didn't want my mum to see me watching it because she'd probably stop me.
Like when you watch a film with your mum and dad, like on a Saturday night, you've been to Blockbusters, you've rented a good film, and there's a sex scene in it.
Like Ghost.
I remember watching American Beauty to my parents. Yeah, and she says cunt, and I'd be like, my mum was like, oh, and I'd never heard that word before.
So you didn't
and I've never
it
heard
bad.
It since.
And nor have I. Until then, that's when I remembered it.
Yep.
There's also a weird bit in this show. There's an episode called Nails, where this guy has like kind of fish hands and he wears gloves. And Linda likes him, and he's a new guy at school, and they like each other, and they like to kiss. But they're in a school play where they play the two romantic leads, and they say, "Oh, you better get rid of the gloves, mate. We don't need the gloves here."
Yeah, off with the gloves.
Off with the gloves, and of course he can't.
When the gloves come off,
because he's kind of got the
fishy hands.
Fishy hands. Anyway, so two of the bully lads, when they're auditioning for these roles, they do it as two guys about to kiss, and they pretend to kiss.
Right.
The teacher then says, as they joke around and pretend to kiss, or they're about to kiss for this audition, goes, "No, an abomination." Australia?
Well, he doesn't like people kissing.
So what of their men, Mr. Teacher?
No, he... homophobic
Linda
prick.
Yeah, it was really weird,
you sloppy jalopy.
All that stuff. But yeah, the Gribbles were the bad guys.
An abomination. That's interesting. That's what I would review our podcast.
weak an abomination.
We've had loads of reviews though.
Oh, should we have a little read of them?
I mean, what, of our podcast?
That'd be incredibly self-indulgent.
We won't do that. I've already printed them out and just put them above my wardrobe. So when I come in from the shower, I just open it up and I look at them and shake it off.
Nice. I also like the music in the show. Generally, the music is great. But obviously the theme tune's great, and it was actually sung by the actress who played Linda in the first season.
You love Linda, huh?
I do love Linda. No, I didn't like that edition of Linda, sorry. Yeah, a bit awkward. But... obviously, that is an iconic theme tune. But also, in the actual episodes, it was very synthy and kind of screechy and unnerving. Like, with these horror-based stuff, like a Cabbage Patch Kid or, you know, turning into getting pregnant, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
They'd have this accompanying music that would be really quite unnerving. It would be creepy as hell.
Well, in the intro, it has that bit, which I don't think you'd get away with it now, because it sounds like somebody's making weird noises. Like, but they're like... They're all crazy.
It sounds like...
It's not PC.
Well, it sounds like something that the those cheeky chappies who do the Mighty Boosh might do for cheeky noises.
Oh, yeah, they get away with it, wouldn't they? Just because they've got big hair.
Oh, I've got some kind of tattoo.
My name's Mr. Pogswiddle, and I'm stuck in a postbox.
Oh, look at my monkey covered in gravy.
Oh, would you like to buy some PG tips?
Blarp, I'm a big old bear. Bop, bop, bop. Oh, you're so kooky and Shoreditch. Come get a bigger contract. Maybe. Have another season.
Mm. I saw him once.
What, Noel Fielding?
Yeah, he was walking around Camden.
With his nub out.
Yeah, his nub out. Yeah. But he was walking around, he was wearing a dressing gown, and he was carrying a portable, like a very old portable hairdryer.
A portable joke.
He's a portable joke.
Am I right?
Noel Fielding, if you don't know. Portable hairdryer? Yeah, just walking around with a
portable. Whenever he needs it.
It's dark times for everyone.
But yeah, Tamsin West was the name of the original Linda, and she sang the original song, and obviously it borrowed lines from nursery rhymes that you know.
Do you remember the Little Black Balls?
Do I remember them?
That episode.
No, tell me about it.
It's where Bronson swallowed a fish that swam down through his stomach and into his groin, turning his penis into a propeller and making him the fastest swimmer in town. Like...
I tell you why I was so much enjoying looking forward to this episode is because
it's just
reading
ridiculous.
Out,
Paul
reading
Jennings, out, where are you?
Reading out like things like that.
Justify that
is the best. Just reading that out. Of course, the fish goes into his stomach, and of course, it turns his penis into a propeller.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. Do you reckon we could get Paul Jennings, listeners? If you can tweet, is Paul Jennings on Twitter? Probably not. He's 70.
Yeah, 65 now. His sloppy jalopy from season 2.
That's 2, yeah.
An accident in a toxic sludge puddle turns Pete into a human garbage magnet. Do you remember that one?
Yeah,
that,
I just saw the
that,
shit.
That really, literally stuck to me. As anything and everything smelly becomes attracted to him. Here's another good one.
Little Black Balls is the one gets swallowed by a goat.
Oh, Little Black Balls is a valuable opal belonging to Nell gets swallowed by a goat. Now everyone in town must search through the goat's droppings in order to find it.
It's quite difficult to find. Yeah, it's just disgusting, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the classic poo ones.
Listen, I read The Guardian. Great. I wouldn't have my children watch this. They'd
would
be
you
watching.
Not?
Yeah, of course I would.
I definitely would. This is such good, cheeky...
It's great.
Silly, inventive,
exciting... Wonder, do you find... I mean, I did loads of research.
Yeah, of course you did.
But what I couldn't find, I couldn't put my finger on, was why there was such a large gap between the two. Seasons 1 and 2 and 3 and 4.
I couldn't work that out either, because it was a success, and obviously it was in Australia
and
New Zealand.
And they were absolutely... And the fact that it was made in 92, I remember them watching them way older than that.
Oh, yeah, me too. But I remember at the time... thinking this is a bit old.
It's a bit dated, isn't
but
it?
But also because Australia kind of transports, morts, forks.
A lot of people don't realise that time in Australia is slower than the rest of the world.
Mm. Oh, here's a good one. Pete's underpants become blessed with magic powers after he uses a microwave to dry them. This doesn't actually happen, by the way, in real life.
No.
Unfortunately, frog race and a shrinkage problem leave Pete all alone and a bit undressed.
Ooh, nightmare.
Oh, he's the one that was super creepy. Pete discovers the truth about Solly. That was weird. Pete discovers the truth behind jolly old Saint Nick when he meets Santa Claus with a W, Santa Claus, number 1,100, and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
He offers 2 wishes to each twist. He has claws! That distinctly, I remember that.
You remember, it's a lot of episodes are quite creepy and...
It's a horror story.
I feel like...
It was very Goosebumpsy. Do you remember those books?
Yeah, R.L. Stein.
Very Goosebumpsy, Z's.
Yeah, but like humour. Goosebumps didn't have the humour element.
Well...
I didn't find it funny. I don't know about you.
Well, Erie Indiana also did a similar thing.
What, people like that?
And Gremlins, to an extent.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 more than 1.
Like, doing... I don't know, I just... It's a bit mental. Like, just... What was he thinking?
It would stay with you.
I need a new book to write.
What if a banana goes up his nose?
What if
and
a banana goes up your
arsehole
and it turns you into a fucking helicopter when you take shits? What? No, Jennings.
No, I would love to see what he threw out. What he said, no, what, this is too weird.
Yeah, what was edited down? Because it was like, so you swallow goat shit and then your cock will turn into a fucking propeller. That's fine, we'll let that fly, Ali. Yeah, guys, cool, so Paul, we've read the new book and we think it's all fine, but when you...
When someone listens to a Mick Jagger record and then their legs turn to jelly, can we get rid of that one?
When somebody puts on Money's Too Tight to Mention and it turns their penis into a vacuum that only sucks up money, making you the richest man in the world, we think that's ridiculous.
But the one where they find a child buried in the ground as a Cabbage Patch Kid,
no, it's fine. And we're going to paint him entirely green, but not his back, so he doesn't breathe, so he can breathe, his skin can breathe. Yeah, fine.
That's good, yeah. This one where a child comes anywhere near a pharmacist, his ears turn into condoms. Can we get rid of that one?
Yeah, if that's possible.
The one that definitely did work and was obviously a funny story and a funny joke to
hit me
to play with was the Without My Pants.
Without
and
my pants?
I gather you may have a clip.
Without my pants, I do.
I do have a clip without my pants. So this is Ben Byron. This is the precis, the description of the episode. Ben Byron, the ghost of a boy who died trying to save his dog. That's another fun story for the kids.
Yeah.
Casts a spell on Pete. Now, Pete can't say anything without blurting, without my pants. Mm.
And it was my dying wish that whoever finds Lassie will forever be cursed to say without my pants afterwards. Why, Jennings? Why do we need that in the story? I just think it's a good idea.
Do you want condom ears? Mm. No. Well, deal with it.
Do you want to get my book and make millions of dollars? Australian dollars?
Millions of dollars.
I probably made a good bit of coin, don't you think?
Well, looking at that website, you can tell they're really...
They had a lot of development. That's early Flash development. It's hard work.
The Queen visited the set of Round the Twist. The Queen.
She won't open up just anything.
No. She was opening up poo jokes, fart jokes,
yeah,
essentially.
She's like,
you know what?
This is funny.
Philip was a bloody big fan.
Yeah? I bet he loves that shit.
Prince Phil loved it when a dog would trip over its own legs and land in a cow pen.
And that's my problem with Zap. But we'll talk about that another day.
We'll talk about that later.
Fucking Zap.
Without my pants. Let's hear a bit of Without
All
my
right.
pants. So it's a funny idea. What if everything
so you're
he
not
says
gonna, you're
had the word
gonna, yeah.
without my pants again?
Basically, what happens is they're looking for this... They've gone on the beach and they found this dog.
Woof.
And then
it's a sample.
Some magic happens on the TV and he gets zapped by the dog.
Yeah.
And we'll take it from there.
Magic, 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 magic.
Crikey, without my pants.
What?
Crikey.
Gave me a shock without my pants. Can't stop saying without my pants, without my pants.
Genuinely good acting. There's that great music I was talking about.
Oi, what are you working there after, eh?
Oh, who cares?
Who cares?
The bullies were real bullies.
Did you find the dog?
Someone kill it. Top.
What's the big mystery?
Top. Top,
hey. I went down the beach.
Cheeky
without my
music.
Pants.
Not again. Had enough of that during the cross-country race.
No.
On site, Pete?
Without my pants. You can't stop saying without my pants. Without my pants. I found the dog.
Say it.
Without my pants.
I love how Bronson's being so creepy and going, say it.
I touched him and green sparks jumped up and now I can't stop saying without my pants. Without my pants.
Dad, listen to him. Come on, Pete.
Dad, I can't go to school tomorrow without my pants.
I don't know what you're going on about. I've got plenty of pants.
I can't give a talk in front of the whole class without my pants.
No, suppose not.
Oh, it's so good. Without my pants.
That is such good comedy, without my pants.
I mean,
what I love about that, without my pants, is everything.
And as always, I want to draw the listener's attention whilst I have you. And I assure you, sitting comfortably.
Comfortably. Go on.
From Safira Flametongue.
Oh, yes.
Lastly,
let's have
Alpha
a comment.
Moon.
Let's have a comment.
Well, it is an adaptation of Without My Shirt. It was only changed because Without My Pants makes the implications much more humorous. Thanks for that, Alpha Moon, explaining the funny there.
I do like a little bit of a joke sometimes.
Somebody said, I want to visit the lighthouse from Round the Twist without my pants. Good.
That's good. I like it.
This is the one everyone remembers without my pants.
That's not true without my pants.
Everyone that tweets us for the next, till the next time,
hashtag
without my pants.
I would like our hashtag not only be stay witchy bitches, but also without my pants, without my pants.
Stay witchy bitches without my pants.
Someone, I want to get. Do you think it's possible to stay witchy bitches
without your pants?
Without your pants.
I think so.
There is another episode where they find in a little metal drum that's been sent off by some Tibetan monks,
without
basically,
pants,
in,
yeah.
in the sea, without my pants. A hat that looks like a cat.
Cat
and
hat.
It's a cat
pants.
Hat. And
a cahat.
A cahat. And when you put it on your head, it opens its eyes up and sees what the other person is doing. So if you're doing a backflip and the cat's eyes see it...
That's funny because I often do backflips.
You can then, whilst wearing the hat, do what the other person is
doing.
Oh,
that's good.
So this is amusing because someone does a big burp whilst you're wearing the cat hat.
Burp.
And then suddenly you're going... Burp.
So if you saw that chap swimming really fast because his cock was a propeller...
Or me eating some snails on the floor for 100 quid.
For a grand, you said. You just dropped your
around
price.
Around 100 grand, yeah.
Because that was on record, that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'd be able to... I'd be forced to do it.
You would be, because of that.
That's a fucking...
Also, you'd be
it?
Able to do it perfectly well. So
oh, wow.
It's a bit like that person in, I think, season 2 of Heroes, who could do
it's
anything
short
she saw.
Series, that one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But short because it's
and,
shit.
And she used to have an iPod... Not a proper, like, iPhone, but still a colour iPod. Yeah. Oh, my God, colour iPod, which would have videos of cool things
iPod
to do.
iPod Photo, they called it originally.
Was that what it's called?
Yeah, it was the iPod Photo. It was the first iPod you get pictures on.
And you could... She'd watch videos of somebody kicking someone else's ass, watch it, and then kick someone else's ass.
Oh.
So that was her superpower.
That's quite good, isn't it? So she could watch P90X and she'd get ripped really quick.
So essentially, they stole that off Copycat, which was the name of the second season episode.
Without my pants.
I really wanted that hat without my pants because it was in the shape of a big cat.
If anybody would like to make us...
A cat hat.
A cat hat. We will repay them and they can be a guest on the next episode.
Yeah, and we will, and I promise you this, turn your penis into a propeller.
But yeah, what I think would be a good competition to do for our core listeners... is if you can come up with a really good plot for Around the Twist episode, we'll be able to get you a prize.
If it's as good as turning your ears into condoms.
So basically just hashtag without my pants and then your best...
Made up.
Best Around the Twist plot premise. What can we give them?
I have lots of stuff that I can give them.
I've got loads of shit hanging about that you try to fob off all the time. You can have some of that.
I'll give you something and it'll be really good and you'll like it.
You'll
so,
love it.
As an example, I'm going to give you a book on Harry Potter.
Without my pants.
Without my pants. Here's what actually happens in the Big Burp. While urinating on a magic tree, Pete gets magically impregnated by a dryad.
The thing comes up with his chap's eye.
Note. This episode was extremely controversial for its content and is widely considered the most inappropriate episode. This is the most inappropriate.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
After you've...
It was almost
swallowed goat
banned.
Shit.
It was written by Esben Storm, who was one of the directors on the first two series.
Yeah, Jennings doesn't have a lot to do with the 3 and 4, does he?
Yeah, 3 and 4, he didn't actually write a single episode for
Get
it.
Me out of here, I'm sick of it.
They were not based on his stories.
Ugh.
They were based on
just
different
nonsense
writers doing stuff.
Acid trips that each member of the audience...
They were based on the ramblings they overheard when they went to the local insane asylum.
Of a local Woolworths, because there's Woolies in Australia.
A local
still.
Warlock.
A local warlock that was presiding outside of Woolies in Australia.
Wow, that's a hot scoop.
Fact. Put that on the IMDb.
Yeah.
But yeah, Esben Storm and Paul Jennings, they were the power couple that did the first two series. But... Has been stuck around for some of season 3 and season 4. In fact, no, he did for the most of it. But Jennings was like, Esben, listen.
I'm out.
I can barely fucking put milk on my cornflakes anymore. I've taken so many class A drugs trying to hallucinate new concepts for my books. I just don't know what to do anymore.
I'm going to write a book that begins with a word, then an exclamation mark, and then...
All I can come
up,
I've literally used every single U word in the dictionary from my books. I've got nothing left.
To use undulate.
Yeah. And they won't have Evolva because it's not a word.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
I wanted it to be Unreal Tournament and other games that were fun to play in the early noughties.
Unreal Tournament! And that's basically a man. What happens is he plays an Unreal Tournament and yeah.
He fires a rocket to the ground. That he helps
fires
him
a
jump.
Rocket into the ground and makes him jump up. But at the same time, he chews a chomp too much on a Twinkie, and he goes into a diabetic coma, which allows him to see into the future.
Or there was another episode when a man eats a curly whirly so quickly that his teeth mangle together, and then he turns into a twisted sugar vampire that needs to eat
hard
sugar
to, eat
to survive.
Curly whirly.
You know, you need to eat curly whirly.
Like, when was the last time you ate a curly whirly? Serious question.
Quite
now.
Recently, and I did a very, very silly thing of popping it in the fridge.
You were a mug.
What I did is I bought a Terry's chocolate orange, which, by the way, is not owned by Terry's of York. Terry's of York is now owned by Roundtree, which is owned by Nestle.
Roundtree chocolate orange.
So actually, it's not Terry's, it's Nestle's.
Nestle's chocolate orange. That means you can't eat it anymore because they're bad, aren't they, Nestle?
Oh, a bit bad, aren't they? Anyway, so I always put them in the fridge because I love them and I like them cold. So
I like a chocolate bar cold as well.
But I popped bloody curly whirly in there and it was like eating girders. It was like a Cut bloody... eating
well, no,
steel.
What happens is that all the chocolate just disintegrates.
It's a fragment.
Into it, a fragment. All of your trousers.
All of your trues.
All your trues. You can't finish a curly whirly without getting the chocolate on your fucking trues again.
Is that why Scottish people have kilts? So they can
Aye,
just scoop
you
up
do that,
the curly whirly flakes into your mouth.
Get a wee fleek of the kilt fleek. And away you go. Aye.
Oi. It's like a trampoline.
That's right.
That's what you tell the ladies anyway. Boing. Anyway, yeah, that's the other thing about the opening intro that we should really appreciate is the amount of boings and cheeky...
Boing. Boing.
Also, this show had some executive Australian cheeky music.
Go ahead.
Boing, 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 boing. Here's another really weird one. This is an example of one that wasn't written by Paul Jennings, and I think it's arguably weirder than the rest.
I'm not interested in it, but go on.
Mr. Gribble fires Linda from his ice cream parlour, so she moves to Paolo's. Probably another ice cream parlour. But Paolo's secret is Giorgio, a freak, an abomination, who makes ice cream from his nose and has lived his whole life in the van.
Just truly.
Linda decides to rescue him, but he may not be ready for the world that lies beyond. I know what probably happens is he gets a cold and has a runny nose. It's because he's got a cold and he's ice cream.
Oh, that's funny, yeah. My attention was drawn, not unlike... Ooh, that sounds refreshing.
Have you ever felt like this?
No. I mean, yeah, one of the last time I was drunk. I've just watched another GIF here. Somebody did a review for an Australian website. It says, the show was not without detractors. There are definitely things that you would not see in a kid's show today. This child doing a Hitler salute, for example. And one of the teachers tells him off and he does a Hitler salute afterwards, which... I think we can all admit we've all done that in our time, haven't we?
Yeah, accidentally. We were falling over.
Or you had an itchy nose.
Yeah.
And then you were answering a question in class.
Yeah, sure, easy.
Excuse me, sir!
Like when I accidentally turned my cock into a propeller.
Yeah. Propeller cock.
We've all been there. I'd like to make a suggestion as we've hit the 50th minute mark.
Without my pants.
Which is normally when, without our pants, we discuss the names of shows that we're definitely not going to do. Because we always talk about the names of the shows that we might do, but we know we're not going to do them because we're never going to do them. But here's one that I was considering that maybe we should consider doing.
Now, what is that?
We've done a few children's TV shows. And we've done kind of
bored.
Adult-y shows. Not like that.
Adults on E. That would be a good TV show. Like, is everyone hugging each other?
Not. Dirty or naughty.
Hold on a sec, we've got some new tweets that I've not seen recently.
I want to do Gladiators, the game show from the 90s.
Some fucking bird called Ali's said, can we please do Reynolds Greatness, Two Guys Ago in the Pizza Place?
Can you please discuss the origin of Ryan Reynolds' greatest...
Greatness.
That is, Two Guys, a Girl,
Can
and a
you
place.
Please discuss why Ryan Reynolds ended up doing a Marks and Spencer's menswear advert?
Because... Money, 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 money!
Have you ever Marks and Spence? You want to do Gladiator, don't you?
I want to do Gladiators.
Gladiators! You don't
want
to do the film Gladiator?
I want to do both.
Because that was naughty.
That's 2001, 2000.
My name
is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Leader
of the Seven Armies of the North.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? I like that.
Father to a murdered son.
Father to a brother.
Husband to a murdered wife. And I will have my vengeance.
And I have a propeller for a cock, and I will swim all the seas to my vengeance death.
And I think all you other barbarians are weak.
If you bring out a lion, I will fuck it, and I'll turn into a magic sword and smite you all.
Without my pants.
Without my fucking pants.
and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next without my pants.
If I don't have my vengeance, I will avenge something.
I will probably eat this weird cabbage patch baby.
Two Guys A Girl in a Pizza Place is not something I'm aware of, but I will give it a crack.
You don't know Two Guys A Girl in a Pizza Place?
No, expand my brain.
I mean, the giveaway is in the title.
Ah, is it about...
They get rid of the pizza place towards the end of it, though.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
I also like that Robin the Mind has recently tweeted us saying, thank you, 1990s podcast.
Robbie!
I am now hooked on rewatching The Fresh Prince.
Not me. Fucking hate that program.
Yeah, shut up. Adam Saunders would like to thank us for getting Shake Your Whammy Fammy Funky Funky Song Funky Song.
It's one of the greatest songs of all time.
It's almost up there with Round the Twist.
Shake your whammy. I've been thinking about doing the theme tune for us.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know whether to just put a Cheap Meat track that I've got instrumentals of as an intro.
I think it should be us covering with your guitar and our friend Matt's drumming.
No, I don't want that.
Some kind of, like, you know, Shake Your Whammy Fammy.
Yeah, I could do a Shake Your Whammy Fammy.
Can we cover Shake Your Whammy Fammy?
Yeah, I reckon so. We'll leave that with me. I think this might be the last, famous last word, the last episode with no intro music. Can you imagine?
I'm struggling to not imagine.
Have you ever felt like this? Adam Saunders told us about Holiday in Handcuffs as well, which is a weird film with AC Slater and Sabrina in it.
Yeah, I'm very tempted to watch that. But more importantly, yes, I would love to do Gladiators because I loved Wolf and I loved Gladiators. Are you ready?
You will go
on my first whistle. Good. You will go on my second whistle. And what was the name of the thing at the end? Was the Eliminator or the Travelator?
Was it the Travelator? Yes. Or maybe they called it Eliminator, but it was a Travelator.
It was just one of those things going in the wrong direction.
Interesting.
Also because I think the character of Wolf was fascinating, and I think that he's gone on to open a gym in New Zealand, and I want to know why.
And take a lot of steroids.
And he had amazing weird Al Yankovic hair, like big, curly, Greek-style hair. And I often played as him when we pretended to be gladiators in my my lounge with my friends.
Did you also pretend to, like...
I said, I'm Wolf! Without my pants.
And then, like, Ulrika Johnson was like, oh, I'll sleep with anyone.
Yeah, I didn't pretend to be her. But obviously everyone knew her catchphrase.
What was the other chap that did it with Ulrika?
It wasn't,
Anyway, it doesn't matter, because we'll talk about it on the podcast.
Wise. Wise words.
On the pod. People keep saying pod.
What would you like to suggest?
I'll see you on the next pod.
What would you suggest? As we always discuss things we're never going to end up doing.
I mean, Power Rangers?
It's not, I don't, is that 90s enough?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I thought that was 80s.
No.
No. No.
And Rita. It's just mental.
I liked it when they turned into a massive sword.
I'd love to do Frasier.
Wow. I would too.
Oh, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
And like how he's not a very nice man. IRL.
Yeah, kind of a bit of a bump. Yeah, I'm absolutely wrong. It's totally 90s. Mighty Morphin, no apostrophe, Power Rangers was from 1993 to 1996.
But you know what? Was it Nightmares? No, what's the one that people keep going about?
Knightmares.
Knightmare. I think we need to do that one next.
I think you might
or
be right.
Or soon, because people like that one. But you know what? We don't need to give the people what they want.
Yeah, as this podcast successfully proves. Because no one wants this.
No one is. I found out the other day. Go on.
Nightmare first started in 1987, but it did have a sweet spot between 1990 and 1994.
That's the fucking shit. You're right
it
there.
It was on CRTV.
Oh, I wanted to do Funhouse.
So do I, yeah.
And Art Attack.
It's a totally...
And Zap. Maybe we should do like a CRTV special.
I think we should so that we can absolutely
3-hour special, probably. I fucking hate Zap. If you know anyone that had anything to do with Zap, tweet us... And we will give them a time and date, and I will sit them down here in this fucking chair, and I'll be like, explain yourself, and I will not mic them up, and then I will just reinterpretate what they say.
You reinterpretate?
That's right.
Without your pants?
Without my pants, I'll be like, listen, you speak, I'll interpret it, and then I will regurgitate it into the microphone for people's ears.
This is sexy. I like it. I'm saying yes.
But fuck Zap.
I'm in.
I'm out.
I'm in. Without my pants.
Without my pants. Oh. But what would you give...
Round the Twist.
Well, we know you give Linda one.
I give her one, yes. Yay. Out of 1,190, I would give Linda one. Season 2, Linda, as I called her. And I will call her.
I think that's her Twitter handle as well.
Season 2 Linda.
At Season 2 Linda.
She was eventually in... I discovered this on IMDb. She was then in a thriller with Emily Blunt and Sam Neill.
In Your Dreams.
Without My Pants. Yeah, so...
Come here, Linda. I have a very important... Oh, I've gone.
It's gone! I don't think it was ever there, mate.
Community and Ginger. And then you get back in for a Northern Irish accent.
How now, Brian?
How now? You...
Right, we haven't actually reviewed much of it, this show. I think it's actually bloody brilliant.
I love Round the Twist. It's totally, it's mental.
Totally nuts, but it's the most creative thing ever. If I wanted any kid to do some kind of creative writing, I want them to watch a couple of
just
episodes of this.
Just watch that, read that for a bit.
And then just go off on one. What would it be like if your ears turned into Marmite? What would it be like if your jumpers all produced so much static electricity you could power the grid? You know, this is all entirely within the world of Round the Twist.
Mom, Dad,
what
would it be like if I took loads of Class A drugs and then wrote a TV show? Here's Round the Twist, son. Daughter. Watch this.
Yeah. Gender not specified.
No.
Fill your boots. I think it's joyful. It's nuts.
It's
I think
great.
It's such a shame there weren't more of them. I think it's such a shame.
I feel like it's one of the top intros as well. But I feel like a lot of people know it just for the intro music alone.
For sure.
And maybe like that pissing one.
Like the pissing one, yeah. I honestly do think it's very well shot. And I thought the acting from the kids was impressive. They had a lot of really difficult stuff to
top
do.
Top notch.
Honestly, what they have to do is crazy, but you buy it, and it's silly and it's stupid and it's entirely its own thing.
Love
and I think
about
Australia should be incredibly proud of it, because I genuinely don't think anywhere else in the world could really have done it.
No, and they've not got much to be proud of. I can't really.
You don't mean that?
No, I don't.
I mean, there's this Holly Valance,
Natalie Imbruglia, Kylie Minogue.
That episode when
Lord of the Rings? No, it's New Zealand.
Such a piece of shit. Did they invent beer? No. Anyway, so I think it's great. I would give it.
Shout out to all my Aussies. Foster's beer.
I had so much. It still pushes the boundaries even now, and it
made me happy watching it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it because it was like,
and it was well written, and it was just nuts, and it had a boy eating a snail. Boy, I would give it out of 1,990. I would give it 1,690.
Are we keeping track of the scores?
No, our QI elves are doing that.
Of course,
1,690
would be quoted for us.
So pretty great, 65-70. I possibly say that it does go off piece in the final two seasons,
well,
even though they weren't.
We lost
in the
Jennings.
90s. We lost the Gen Meister.
If you lose the cow, you don't get as good milk.
Yeah, you get no milk, in fact.
What did you give it?
1,690.
1,690. I'm going to give it straight on the 1,700.
Well, you had to beat me, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, because I've been negative for a long time.
You've been negging.
I've been absolutely negging all over the shop.
You've been negging.
My pants. And, I'm sick of it. I'm happy now. I'm a happy man.
Good. Frankly, you have been.
I found
weak.
You've been a fucking Linda.
I've now got three new things from this podcast, which I'm going to be bringing out in the real world.
Weak.
Being a proper Linda.
You're being a...
Calling someone weak and just muttering under my breath, an abomination.
An abomination.
An abomination.
You have to shake your face a bit as well. You have to look like the baddie from Beckham Mr. Mask.
Should we do Pie in the Sky?
What's that?
No, it was crap. Anyway, you've been listening to 1990s Problems.
Have you? I've been listening to it too.
I've actually been in it.
I've been inside it.
Without My Pants. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
It's been...
Subscribe to us on... I learned the other day.
Yep.
Fuck the reviews. Although, actually, I quite enjoy reading the reviews because they make me laugh.
Again, you're funny. You're funny.
If you want to write your review...
Funnier than us.
And it's the concept of a Round the Twist episode. Great.
Don't think twice.
It's all right. But if you subscribe with a mobile device, that's the thing, apparently, that gets you up the charts. Because we were in the top 40 once.
Thanks, man.
Not thanks, man.
Thanks to you guys.
Thanks to you guys.
So do subscribe. Do rate us. Do say nice things. If you don't like us, just don't listen.
Tweet
just,
at us.
Just
at 1990s Podcast. We like tweeting at you. We'll talk to you.
Shake your whammy
family. We're on SoundCloud now as well.
Yep.
/1990s Problems. If you don't like Information Tunes, fuck Apple. I hate when they put YouTube on my iPhone. Fuck off. Listen to it on SoundCloud.com.
Great stuff. awesome. What do we always forget at the end of this? That's it. Stay witchy, bitches.
Stay witchy. Bitches.
Without my pants.
Without my pants.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.